And now, from the mayor's office above the boathouse on the east shore of Spoon Lake, it's Garage Logic with Rookie on production, Chris Reavers, director of social media, John Hyde in the newsroom, and occasionally Kenny from the Krabby Coffee Shop. Here is your flashlight king, fireworks commissioner, and keeper of common sense, your mayor, Joe Sushi.
You know what I'm going to do?
What are you going to do?
I'll do it as soon as today. I'm going to reach out to Garrison Keillor.
Really?
I think he'd be a fascinating guest. I really do.
I haven't request into him.
Well,
I was not responded to.
Well, you're not going to be.
No.
What has changed?
In what?
Well, I've always, maybe wrongly so, thought that you two were kind of arch enemies.
Never met the guy in person in my life.
But didn't
really?
He had a beef.
He lied about me. He accused me of being in his garage.
Let's not bring up, well, I asked, I guess so.
Yeah. Here's what happened.
All right.
He, when he was at the top of his game, and I've never failed to acknowledge he's a hell of a writer. I just got a kick out of the white people that lived in Wobegon Valley or wherever the hell the lake was. He had his picture on the cover of Time magazine.
It's right. Freeport, Minnesota. It's all crackers up
right,
there.
Right. So at the height, though, you remember I think he moved to Norway or Sweden or
right.
something. Then he
I
got
do
the he got
that.
The very nice place in New York, and then he deigned. I'm going to make him angry, and he won't want to come on. Then he deigned to come back to St. Paul, and the St. Paul paper, which had always been obsequious to him. He couldn't go to the bathroom
right.
without getting a front
right.
page headline. And to my way of thinking, the St. Paul paper did a really stupid thing. They published his address. Oh, he's coming back. And it was, you know, one of these magnificent places mm-hmm. over on
Crocus Hill,
Portland, or whatever. And he was livid, as he should
yeah,
have been.
Absolutely.
It's not there. We should not have done that. And but like other curious people, I drove by the house.
Right.
This is a true story. I never actually did drive by it because I drove by what I thought was his house,
mm-hmm.
and it was the wrong one.
Oh,
so
that,
That's so very you.
Right.
That's me.
That is you right there.
And but he, in a Minneapolis St. Paul magazine article, accused me of getting out of my car and stepping into on his property and going into his garage. That's a flat-out lie. That never happened. A, I blew it anyway. I never did see your house, Gary.
Right.
I went by the wrong one.
Right.
And B, I would never have walked into somebody's garage
unless
unbidden.
There was a
unless there was an MG
boat.
Or a Triumph.
Right.
Then I might have. But anyway, we've never met, and I acknowledge the tremendous success he's had. But I think it would be a really interesting chat, Kenny.
Oh, God,
don't you
yeah.
think it'd be interesting?
I think it would be fascinating, and I've got to tell you the truth. I used to listen to Prairie Home Companion all the time. I loved that show simply because it was old time radio.
That's true.
I love that.
I cannot honestly say it was ever my cup of tea.
I'm such a radio nerd that yeah. I just loved the whole concept.
I grew up with it because of my grandpa
right.
who was on the show, but.
Right.
When we would listen to it, I don't remember if it was Gabe or Matthew. On Sunday nights, they would do the jokes. And one of those two boys, I forget who it was, thought it was hilarious. Is this the joke show? Like, yeah, this is the joke show. They were just corny, you know, Lake Wobegon.
Of course.
Powder milk biscuit jokes.
But he had some of the best musicians in the world.
That's
on.
Right. That's right.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah.
And who was the guy from CCO? Russell.
Tim Russell.
I mean,
yeah.
another
and I
talented.
Think Tim still works with the current incarnation,
does.
Doesn't he?
I'm not going to hold my breath that he would accept
no,
the invitation.
No, he's not going to come in. Yeah,
but
no.
I'd like to. I've never met him.
You know,
was the late, great Nick Coleman the one who he had a feud with as well?
I think he just had a feud with anybody who worked for the St. Paul
okay,
paper.
Okay,
you know, which
was,
did not stop the paper from still kissing his rear end every chance they
I
could get.
I know they did. They yeah. really did.
Defending yeah. him, it was obviously just a case of mistaken identity. I mean,
what do you mean?
It probably happened. Some guy probably pulled over and did walk onto his
yeah.
yard
well,
and into his garage. It
wasn't
just,
me.
Just wasn't you.
No, because anytime you just wander, we always ask, did you get separated from the group,
right,
sir.
Right.
Yes.
Or just somebody else that looked like a bum while they're on a
you
walk.
Know, I'll tell you another quick story. I'm walking down Summit Avenue. It's one of my walking routes. And it's one of the neighborhoods where if people recognize me and they like either my writing or the radio, they can't, they don't dare they acknowledge that because they would be ostracized by their neighbors. Yes. So they'll say, hey, I like your show, and keep walking with their head down.
That's my kind of people. Yeah. I love those guys.
But one day I'm walking there.
Don't respond to me, but I like your show.
One day I'm walking there, and this is a true story. Cab stops. Young gal gets out. Pretty young gal, maybe in her 20s. And she knew she was in the right neighborhood, and she said, excuse me, do you know where Garrison Keillor lives? And I happened to be, she was close. I said, yeah, two houses down across the street, the big white one. That's right. Where he lives. And she said, well, I'm going to audition. She came from out of state. She's a musician, and she wanted to see if she could be on the show. And so I called out after, you be careful, he's a mean old bear.
Was she showing up unannounced?
Yeah, I think so.
Oh, that's ballsy.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
But sometimes that's what it kind of takes to get noticed. You don't think so?
Guys like me that answer their door with a shotgun in their hand. Joe, you know what? Lori and Julia from My Talk have him on frequently, and I've seen him a number of times in there. And
really?
I brushed up against him in the hallway. I have not even bothered to say anything to him. I've always just left him alone.
Well, if I was him, I suppose I could think of a million reasons not to do it.
Not going to do it.
Yeah.
No. Young woman in the taxi cab, do you have an appointment? What's your motive, Joe? I mean, you just want to tell stories, or
yes, my motive would be that he has been so culturally significant for so long, and then essentially saw his career end in ignominy with this. Right. These accusations of sexual impropriety and whatnot. Mm-hmm. And I want, do you want to set the record straight, Garrison? Is there anything you want? I felt bad that his career would have that ending.
Absolutely.
To have everything removed. I mean, and NPR, oh, high and mighty. We have removed everything from.
Hey.
From it, it's been stricken from the records.
Remember?
Oh, I love NPR.
Thank
yeah.
you.
Thank my
you.
Friend Dave Kansas.
And
works over
I'm
there.
Related to F. Scott Fitzgerald.
That's right. You are.
And I would occasionally write columns with Keillor in mind. Given the needle about, you know, well, my cousin, you're at the theater where I'm
I think that would be a great interview.
I do too.
But you've got more pull than me.
I
can't
so.
Say, Grandpa Red told me he wants to have you on the show with us.
He was a notorious drunk, was he not?
Early
Grandpa
on
Red? Yeah.
No, Garrison. Not your grandpa. Yeah. No, not
he
Garrison.
Hasn't been, he's been off the sauce not, for 100 years.
Listen, not Garrison, not your grandpa. Your relative.
Oh, yeah. Terrible. Yeah. Terrible. It killed him, yeah.
Yeah.
My grandmother would not talk to his biographers because she thought the guy was a complete jerk.
Huh.
Yeah.
I've read that a lot about him.
Mm-hmm.
But he was a hell of a writer.
Yeah.
Well, he had that one party book where he always had parties out east.
Oh, shut up. Next topic, Joe. Don't even.
Our
don't
artist even. In residence, Greg Holcomb.
If
you haven't seen his work, get on. He did something I find very interesting. He ran with my comment. I commented a few times about the people who are very concerned about future generations, and they're using that as their excuse to drum through climate change legislation. Yeah. They're the same people who can't loosen the constraints on abortion fast enough.
Right.
But yet you're telling me you're really worried about the kids of the future.
Right.
So Holcomb ran with that, and he said, Joe, you've commented a few times about the people who want to save future generations from climate doomsday are also expanding ways to kill the unborn. So this caused me to do a little search. Here's the result. He went to the Planned Parenthood website.
Oh, boy.
And there's a segment in the Planned Parenthood website that says, proud to be green. In addition to the work on our headquarters, we are proud to support environmental efforts at all of our health centers, from reducing our use of paper through our electronic health record systems to having streamlined methods for recycling paper, plastic, and metals. We work to make sure that our work supports the health of our environment as well as the health of our patients. I thought that was brilliant on Holcomb's part to have found that. So they're
little detective work.
They're more worried about recycling paper than they are recycling people, it would seem sometimes.
Has Holcomb been in the new studios?
Oh, yeah. He's been in here, hasn't he? Is Moron number one on the phone?
I don't think he has been down
Invite
here.
Invite him over.
Yeah.
We should. Yeah.
I don't know that he's been in the new studio since they've been completely finished.
Are you calling old man Royce?
Yeah.
All right. Well, my record's about to be blown out of the water.
Greg writes, your conversation with the professor at Maryland reminded me of, or put me in mind of the late, great Michael Crichton's famous essay, Aliens Cause Global Warming. The Maryland guy had drunk the Kool-Aid. If there's a huge change, I'm not seeing it. I can recall January's as a kid. I'm just slightly younger than the mayor. When we'd go out to the rink to discover the ice was too soft to play hockey, also days in March when if it was colder. I also remember the global cooling hysteria of the 70s. I meet people all the time who are stunned to find that I just don't care about climate change. Keep taking those lilac pictures. It was always a great day. It was always a great day when, as a kid, we noticed the lilac bushes in Merriam Park were in bloom. And, Chris, why is the podcast in two sections? I listen on my way to work, and I have to pull over and reset for the second hour. I'm sure you have a good reason, yes. But it's annoying. Yeah. Love the show, though. Greg Anderson.
Yeah, you just keep clicking.
In Amherst, Massachusetts.
You shouldn't mention that.
Just keep clicking.
Yeah, on the air.
The more you click, the more we like.
When somebody asks you that question again, Joe, just ignore it.
All right.
Yeah, don't
even. Jeannie writes, I further reflected on the reason the ecologist gave as to why your lilac bushes were not blooming earlier and showing the effects of global warming. That they must not be native. I think your bushes have been insulted. What he's saying is that your lilacs are too dumb to realize that the climate is warming, and so they just keep doing what they always do, that is, bloom on May 26th.
No.
If they were native to the area, they would know what the temperature is supposed to be and realize things are warming and blooming earlier. I enjoyed noodling about this and writing to you, even though you never read this. Keep pushing back, Jeannie. Jeannie, I read every email that comes in here. So. Don't tell me I don't read the emails.
As long as the printer doesn't cut off one side.
Yeah, we're good.
Is our friend Patrick joining us?
Why don't we do this?
We need the theme.
Well, let's take our break, and we'll come back with Patrick Roycey on lilacs.
Is this going to be part two? Are they going to have to click again? I'm so mad.
Hey, Pat.
I do.
Even down here in Sunsplash, Florida, they're asking the question, where was Rookie's finger?
he banged up his finger on a little teeny electric snow broom he has.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah. That's what I'm telling everybody.
It's
anyway.
One of these revolving brooms. It's a revolving broom, Patrick, that pushes the snow about 3 inches. And that's how he hurt his finger.
What are you doing in there on a Friday, man? Kenny?
I'm breaking my record. This is the first time we've spoken since we left the building in shame.
So I got to ask you a question. How close are you to Henning up there?
No, fairly close. Why?
I'm just wondering. I wrote something for Sunday, a little thing about their basketball team, which is 21-0.
Yeah.
And I was wondering if that's Otterdale County.
Right, yeah.
Got to be fairly close to you.
Yeah, no, we're within a few miles of Otterdale County, yep.
Hey, Pat, when you were a kid, did you pick lilacs for your mom?
Yeah, I did, sure.
Yeah, we all did. We had a professor on the other day, and I was telling him my lilacs bloom at about the same time every year, and I guess I was offering that as an example of how I have not observed any climate change, and he tried to tell me lilacs were not native here. Well, I know they're not. They came over here from Europe, but they've been here for hundreds of years, and I knew you'd be in the lilac generation like me.
Well, in fact, one of the streets near us in the valley is Lilac Drive.
Right.
And back in the day when the wife and I cared about such things, we would take a walk after dark and steal lilacs.
Sure, you got to steal them.
Take them home in the spring. But yeah. You got to be careful.
They stink up the whole house.
They didn't want you to steal them out of their bushes either.
Say,
bring the scissors.
update us on what you're seeing with this ball club. I don't think it's too early for you to make a prognostication.
Yeah, I think it is.
Okay.
Yesterday they worked out. Today they all left early to play golf. I don't know. Rocco's running a tight enough ship here. The second day you shouldn't be playing golf.
Not the second day.
Yeah, you should be out there grinding. Well, Sunday's the first workout, so we'll find out then. But he's an affable chap. I like him, Rocco. Mm-hmm. He's fine, but way too early. I was over at the Red Sox on Wednesday. It was their first workout day, and they won 108 games last year, Joe, and then went 11-3 in the playoffs and World Series. And the boy Alex Cora, who's a good guy, by the way, their manager, is a 42-year-old ex-player, and he had a hard time coming up with where their weaknesses might be.
Mm-hmm.
somebody said, well, you have to, is it important to turn the page? He said, why do we want to turn the page? We want to do exactly what we did last year.
Pat, you had a great tweet again a couple of days ago, because a lot of Twins fans are lamenting the fact that this ownership group will not go spend money. So when they inked the two guys to extensions, you said the Poleds have to learn you can't buy a championship.
You can't buy a championship. They've already spent more money in free agency than any other team in the loaded AL Central. And now they went out and signed Polanco and Kepler. So, I mean, they're spending too much money. Come on, you can't buy a title.
Nice weather down in the fort.
Well, it rained yesterday. I was very disappointed. The top was up, but today it's good. It's probably about 78, pretty blue.
That's
breeze blowing. I'm out here and back of the stadium getting a little sun. Yeah, it's been pretty good.
Are you still going down to the pool to see the babes?
Yeah, once in a while, but you know, again, it's not exactly spring break. Not exactly the beach at Fort Lauderdale when Annette Funicello was walking around with her very modest two-piece.
Right. What's wrong with your Gopher basketball team?
Oh, the refs. Well, the refs job this. We got that going against us. Yeah. The refs are out to get us. And they don't shoot very well. And the kid they got from New York, Jelly Bean or whatever the hell his name was, he didn't even play the other night. Yeah. What was that, Ravers? Why did he play?
I think this kid has earned himself the chance not to play when a game matters. Cause
really? But he didn't play at all. They got Rob Stoll, for God's sakes.
But every
he looked like me when I played.
And I know that Pitino doesn't seem to trust him, especially when they're on the road late in a ball game. I don't know why he didn't play at all. I can't explain that, but it has been weird.
Trying to run him off, don't you?
I do get that impression.
Trying to get him to leave. Yeah. I don't know what's wrong with him, but hey, I got something.
Yeah,
I am claiming that this is my 45th spring training out of 46 years. I've been here 45 out of 46. I missed 1990 because Clem's basketball team advanced further than I thought they were going to, farther than I thought they were going to. But I'm claiming the all-time record for Minnesota print media.
All right, I'll accept that.
Sid, I believe, 2004 was his last year, so that'd be only 44 years.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
So I'm claiming the all-time record, yes. 45 spring training.
What's that got you?
Well, Kenny, it's got me a nice tan today. And you know what? You know what? It's got me a motto, which I adopted like 20 years ago. Spring training is the greatest invention in the history of American sports writing. That's my motto, too. So,
Pat, I was seeing tweets from Minnesotans before spring training began that stop in and visit the closed ballpark. They just stand out in the parking lot and take pictures.
This ballpark's a lot easier to get into than Boston's is. That's for sure. I mean, generally there's some guard out there and he'll let you walk in and look around and half the time during the regular business hours it's open, so it's not really tightened up very much.
When does the whole club report?
Sunday.
All right,
but we're very upset that for the second straight year, Willens Astudillo, the folk hero, is having visa problems.
Oh no!
He goes home to Venezuela, and most of the Venezuelans solve the problem of not getting out of Venezuela by not returning.
Right.
But he goes back, played the whole season, was the runner-up MVP to the great Delvin Young, but he hasn't made it back yet. Now, supposedly, he's going to arrive tomorrow.
Why in the hell would he go back there? Once you're out of there, never go back.
Well, he's said family.
He don't mind it, and he likes to play, and he plays all winter and makes a few more bucks. He hasn't made any bucks, he hadn't made any money playing baseball yet. So
isn't there somebody on the team in the front office that takes care of those things?
So they have somebody who basically does it, but still, we have more arduous paperwork on those things than was ever the case before. Back in the day, Joe can remember this, there were guys like Cesar Tovar and those guys, Kenny, they always had visa problems,
right?
Just because they didn't want to go to Orlando.
Right.
Oh, brilliant. Yeah, that's brilliant.
Never had.
That's like getting a.
Never did not have a visa problem.
That's like getting a flat tire on the way to church. Oops, missed it.
Say, Pat, are you following Riviera? I don't even know if they're playing today. They've had a lot of rain problems.
Raining that hard? Yeah, I have not watched it yet. What, did Eldrick finish yesterday?
Or never even got on the course.
Really?
Yep.
Yeah. My poor daughter-in-law is out there doing the, the concessions and the hospitality and stuff at her job. I don't know what her company is now. It used to be Prom, but that's got to be miserable, man, to be out there and that kind of cramped golf course in the driving rain in L.A. because L.A. cannot handle driving rain.
No.
Like Fort Myers.
Such, tell him about the golfer that didn't tip his caddy.
Did you follow the Matt Kuchar story?
Oh, I saw that. Oh, he's, you know... Yes, I saw it. Yeah. What a jerk!
Well, he said it was prearranged with the guy that, look, I'm going to pay you $5,000 for the week. But
but when you win, you guys say, hey, remember that? Here's $25,000.
Right, right.
he's like Mickelson. You know, he's one of those phony nice guys. From everything I hear, he's a jerk.
Yeah.
And, he gets, but he smiles, and everybody remembers him as a kid when he made the run at Augusta and stuff. But I'm glad he got exposed here. That's great.
Because the guys on the tour are never going to let him forget this.
Oh, God, no. Squeaky. Here comes Squeaky. How about the crowds? How about, next time the U.S. opens in New York and they're all drunk?
Yeah.
Good luck, buddy.
Yeah. You got to throw the guy a bigger tip than $5,000. I'll tell you that.
I wonder who found it. The guy's saying, well, he didn't have anything to do with it, and he's okay with the arrangement. Well, then how did they find out about it if he didn't tell his buddy?
Right.
You know that cheap bleeping bleeper only gave me $3,000 to $5,000. how did they find out about it?
Plus, it was his first win in 4 years. This was at Mayakoba. You would think he would have been so elated that he would have told Junior there, "What right. name your price, pal."
Well, maybe he's got creditors to pay off.
I got a personal crisis going, by the way.
Uh-oh.
How
personal?
Something is red.
I think I got Tourette's.
We've thought that for years.
I am swearing so much.
Describe the symptoms.
I really, you swear a lot. And you twitch and you swear a lot.
What, are you doing it uncontrollably?
Well, I don't. Here's the deal. I was driving today down here and having some thoughts.
Yeah.
And my swear words now include my. Thoughts now include swear words. I'm saying, what is wrong with me? I have to stop this. Like, now what, you're thinking about stuff and say, okay, now what the, your thoughts shouldn't include.
No, they should be
pure. Your thoughts should be pure.
Pure thoughts.
Swear words serve no purpose in thought.
I think I've... Well, if that's the case, Patrick, I've had Tourette's my whole life because that's me all the time.
Well, I'm not talking like mumbling and whispering. This is like just having a thought
just
about
thoughts.
What I'm going to write today, and I realize there's like 8 swear words in there.
So, quick story, Joe, quick story.
Yeah.
Patrick calls me on the drive back from Gainesville to Fort Myers. Is that accurate? A couple weeks ago?
Yes.
And... he and I are talking at such a volume, the wife goes, go downstairs. Because she was trying to do bath with the boys. And Pat, so I can understand the Tourette's and the loud swearing. It was fan. Because it makes the story better. That's why, right. Pat.
Yeah. Well, yeah, but I'm talking about now the unexpressed stuff.
You're just talking about your thoughts.
Thoughts.
Yeah, no, that's not Tourette's, Patrick. That's mental illness. Yeah, because Tourette's is the uncontrollable vocalizations.
Is it a bad
and the tics and stuff?
Looking all over the little tiny condo for your cell phone, which you are holding in your hand after just texting on it.
That's a sign of something.
That's not good. That's not good.
It's a sign of something.
By the way, Patrick, I looked up on Google Maps. I'm exactly 30 miles from Henning. So okay.
Go over and see the Hornets.
Yeah, I don't think that's going to happen.
They won last night by like 80, I guess.
But, have you been in a high school gym? They stink. They smell bad.
Here's the story, though. In 1996 and 1965 and 1966, the Hornets made the state one-class tournament, and they had the famous 6'5" Peterson twins. This year, they got their greatest team since then, and they got two sets of twins, including another guy on the team who's got a twin sister. There's something going on up there at Henning. They got way too many twins.
So you were driving yesterday and thinking about it going, what the f- is going on up there?
In Henning. What is going on? What's going on in Henning?
When are you next back here in the great true north?
I'll be there as soon as March 26th.
Oh, my God.
It's early.
Well, by then.
Yeah, I might come home if somebody close to me perishes, but beyond that.
Yeah. Well, you got to be home for the Final Four, right?
Yeah, well, that's 10 days after that. I got plenty of time after that. I have to do some Final Four preparation stuff, and I just talked to our library guy and said, hey, FedEx that stuff out here to me. I'm not going to be able to see that. So, anyway.
All right, Patrick,
anyway,
have fun.
Being back on the air. How's that phone system going? Cracker Jack this week?
It's pretty good.
We got one. That's all we care about.
We did have one small hiccup. We weren't able to dial long distance, and the mayor can't draw the number 8 now, so he gave me the wrong phone number.
Yeah, well, he's got worse problems than me. There's no doubt about it. Watch your fingers there, Rook.
Hey, Pat, see ya later. You.
All right, Patrick, goodbye. Thank you.
He hung up.
We'll be back in, I don't know. Great thinker Downing, frequent emailer, right?
Yep, David Downing.
I just had a piece in front of me by him. Here it is. You were told the other day that if you just opened your eyes, you could see climate change all around you. I'm not so sure. But what about the other deniers who can't see what's right in front of their eyes? I'm thinking of those who persist in believing that government is the answer. Can't they see that government can't issue license plates or organize garbage collection?
Oh,
the proof of government ineptitude is right in front of them, if they'd only open their eyes.
He's correct, isn't he? The BWCA registration thing, yeah.
There's just incredible. Tyler writes, go ahead, Kenny.
I was just going to say, speaking of that, we got an email about that from a very trustworthy offsite correspondent that wishes to remain nameless.
Yeah.
How about this? Mr. Mayor, recently the staff discussed the painfully embarrassing $100 million that Minnesota spent on the Minlars project with little to show for it. As a software engineer myself, with experience in contracting and program management, including with the Department of Defense, I can tell you the situation is beyond ludicrous. $100 million in 9 years is plenty of time and money for a project of this scale and scope. To interpret the requirements and uses, develop user requirements, design the architecture, implement via software, then perform requirement-based software and system-level tests to verify and validate the solution. I'm outraged as a taxpayer that we can't remain silent about this BS. So to put this in GL terms, that's like ordering a cup of coffee at the Krabby Coffee Shop, then they smash some coffee beans into a cup with a driver and charge you $100 for an overpriced product that doesn't meet your needs.
Right.
Thanks for giving all of us GLers a place to listen for facts and mostly objective discussion.
Here, 5 years ago we said this. Why didn't you find a state where it works? Maybe Utah has a system that it takes you 2 minutes to get your license.
Right.
Why don't you ask to borrow their software, install it, that'll take 10 minutes, mail it back to them, boom, you're done.
Can you see
what the hell is it? There's a great story here. There's a great story here. And unfortunately, we live in an era where journalism is not up to it. There is some corruption here, would be my suspicion.
Oh, yeah. Huh. I hadn't thought
about $100 million? Are you kidding me?
Right, exactly.
Okay, and when I say journalism isn't up to it, here's what I mean. The papers are so short-staffed that there isn't a team of hungry young kids you can let loose on this and say, take the time you need, and we've got the resources to back you up. Get to the bottom of what happened here. Get to the bottom of what happened here. I guarantee it's a Pulitzer Prize if they find out there's corruption.
There's no more Woodward and Bernstein running through the newsroom.
We Minnesotans have sat here like saps.
Yeah.
With each succeeding announcement, we just need another $20 million.
Yeah.
What the hell's going on?
Mm-hmm. No, what was the latest? We just need another 12.
No, 16. We need $16 million.
Was the original system in fact broken?
I have
not performing.
No,
because
in fact,
I don't remember ever having any issues.
I think because when I mentioned this yesterday, but when Jasinski was in here, he said we didn't really need to overhaul this thing.
Oh, well, that was unnecessary. There's a story there. There's a story there. Just as there is a story in the city taking over trash collection in the sense that the city then took between $5 and $7 million of your money to buy people new trash carts. There was nothing wrong with my trash cart.
How fun would it be to have a GL reporter? We could just turn her loose on this crap.
How are we going to pay her?
There's one hurdle you have to get over.
I was going to say sales, but...
How are we going to pay her?
Yeah.
There's a story there.
Mm-hmm.
We just keep taking it. Oh, Walls wants another $16 million. He says that'll fix it. Okay, then we just sit here and take it. Another $16 million.
But I think it's
Dayton said the same thing. I need another $27 million.
But I think it's because so many people just feel utterly helpless in this regard. I mean, what are they supposed to do?
What is who supposed to do?
The average American or Minnesotan taxpayer.
Bitch and moan like I'm doing.
That's right. Yeah,
that's all we can do.
I don't know what to do.
Because you're right. There's nobody getting to the bottom of it. NPR has reporters.
Yes, they do. They've got a better newsroom and probably a better staff newsroom than the St. Paul Pioneer Press, for example.
Yeah.
The Star Tribune has a healthy contingent. Why this would not interest them to deeply analyze this is beyond me.
Right. You're right. This should be above the fold Sunday through Wednesday, one of those big features.
I mean, what? You're talking, you need, so far you've spent $100
million, but $100 million on
essentially
on what?
Software?
Right, that's what I don't understand.
So Bob Smith can get his license tabs in time? Or is it licensed? I get my license tabs in time.
But Bob Smith was getting them on time before all of this.
Yeah.
It's a tremendous screw-up. Who preceded Dayton?
Palenty.
Palenty?
Tim, yeah.
Where did this start? With Palenty?
It probably,
he's not above suspicion.
The ball probably started rolling during
his administration. If it's 9 years, how long was Dayton governor? 8 years.
2010.
Dayton was governor for 2 terms, right?
Mm-hmm. How's he doing, by the way? Is he okay?
I hope so. I don't know. If he's smart, he's not in Minnesota. He's got to be in one of his Florida mansions or wherever the hell the Daytons had winter property.
Hanging with Roycey. Yeah.
Thought we liked the Bold North. Aren't the Daytons the one that came up with that?
Yeah. Wouldn't you love to catch those kids in a Skyway? Huh? Huh? Hey, Eric, what are you doing inside? Huh?
Get your ass outside.
Get out in the sidewalk, pal. Yeah. Get out in the sidewalk where you belong.
Oh, that's funny.
Joe, I thought the guest you had on to talk about the climate change theory was interesting. I can only deduct the whole thing to we don't know that, and we really don't know if climate change is or is not happening. Either way, his views were fun to hear in contrast with yours, although I feel his point on lilacs was missed. What you have seen in your own lifetime does not really matter. We are all very insignificant, actually, in comparison to our Mother Earth. She has been at it for much longer than any of us can even comprehend. Dare I say this treads on man losing sight of his relationship with nature? It is and always will be much bigger than us, and I believe you know this all too well. I've attached a screenshot of the first paragraph on Wikipedia about lilacs, and here is the link. Mr. FYI would be so proud right now. Thank you. The podcast brings me daily joy, usually. Tyler Morehouse in Moorhead. And yeah, he linked me to Wikipedia, and I learned all about lilacs and how they originated in the Balkan countries. And then they came over here somehow.
Back when the bride and I gave a damn about such things.
John writes, just a quick note on your guest, Matt Fitzpatrick. If he's stating that the weather here in 60 years will be like it is 300-some miles down south, does that mean 60 years ago the weather here was like it was 300 miles north today? I asked him that.
You did.
I said, how do we know
that
the location of present-day Wichita, Kansas, 500 years ago, was not experiencing the climate of present-day Des Moines, Iowa?
And he didn't have
an answer. He had no answer. He's all full of gibberish.
DPS and MinIT launched MinLars in July of 2017 to replace a 30-year-old legacy system to process vehicle title.
Right, but
and
when did it start? When did they start funding it, about it, creating it? Not the launch.
Demand for money precedes 2 years ago.
Yeah. No, the demand for money usually starts, 5, 6 years, 10 years before anything ever happens?
Yeah. Yeah.
Seven.
Thanks, GLers. We made it to 100. That first one was a little rough, and I know a lot of you are concerned. That was like an airplane taking off while it's still being put together.
You know what? Here's what I recommend. If you're new to the podcast, go back to podcast number one.
Start all over.
And listen to it. And listen to how far we've come.
Boy, we have come a long way.
Go click on that
first. Are you going to say click on every single one of those 100
episodes? Why not? Every single one.
You know what this is? You know what this doing this podcast is? I'm serious. It's fun.
It actually is.
It is fun.
Yeah.
It's fun. I'm glad we have this opportunity.
As much as we tease you, we do like when you're here.
Now get back and work your shift at the Krabby Coffee Shop.
Yeah, those bastards miss me.
Johnny Height, we don't even miss, but GarageLogic.com is where you can listen to those prior podcasts. Future podcasts, you got to stick right here, GarageLogic.com. And don't forget to rate us on Apple iTunes. We want your feedback, good, bad, indifferent. See you next time. Happy 100. Brock?